Well, Uwe, people talk about pre-season being about performance, but also results. But I think you had both performance and the result there this evening. You must be, on the positive side, quite satisfied with a lot of what you saw.
Yeah, I'm very happy. Boys continue what we have shown in pre-season from day one. What we've shown in Germany, what we've shown against Spurs last Saturday, and what we've shown today. Fortunately, we lost again one or two players. That is the only downside today. We had the first 3 weeks, not one injury, and now we picked up in 3 days. We picked up a few, so there's no time to panic. So tomorrow will be medical. Barat will be busy tomorrow, and then we see where we are on Thursday.
Do you have any inkling as to how serious the injuries are? As Simon Moore has went off.
I think it's too early to say. So he's obviously in a boot. He's on crutches. So we see where he is. And as a manager or as a football club, we have to deal with those things. It's not nice, especially when the boys have put so much hard work in the last 3.5 weeks to come to this point today, and then getting injured. But for me, it's nice to see how we get the ball down and play football. We raised our technical level compared to last season in our team enormously with the new players. And the pressing today was very, very good for just such a short time in terms of how we practice it and how tactically, how many sessions we had. I think that was spot on.
And practicing and working a pressing game when the temperature is actually quite warm is very testing as well, so that's a very good sign.
Yeah, it's a very good sign. The willingness is to press high up, and it's a lot about willingness. It's a lot about coordinated pressing, not going in singles, going in two and three and four and fives and push the whole team high up. And I think that it worked very well today. And the most important thing is that the players keeping that hunger and that willingness to work extremely hard against the ball, because we gave Millwall no time on the ball. We restricted them to long balls. And by saying that, the only minus today is that we're losing two or three headers in the box where Millwall could have come back in the game.
From your point of view as a manager, though, how positive is it to see the things that you want to put into practice really working at this stage of pre-season when you actually get a chance in a game?
Yeah, I think we played against a decent opposition. We played against Spurs against a decent opposition, and everybody can see what we're working on, and I think that is the most pleasing thing for a manager, that the players bringing that what we're working on the training ground, bringing that one-to-one on the pitch. And but it's a training camp, nothing more. We didn't got any 3 points today, and we take that as a very happy training session. And I'm very delighted also about the Millwall team. That was in general a very fair game today, and I hope Millwall got a lot out of that. And we definitely got a lot out of that, and I wish Millwall all the best for the season.
It's not a lot you can do about injuries, though. You pick up in pre-season games, because you can pick up. Injuries on a training ground, can you? It's just frustrating.
Yeah, it's frustrating, but what can you do? So I have to get myself down, sit down, and see where we are on Thursday, because tomorrow will be important to assess the players. And maybe it's not as bad as people think now. And so far, we've been always lucky.
Just 2 and a bit weeks ago before the season, do you expect any more business to be done by yourself or
yes.
In and out? Yes?
Yes.
A lot or a little bit?
We see. There will definitely come in at least one player. We have to see, maybe two, we see.
Will it depend on the injury situation?
Yeah.
And then Celtic at the weekend, it's an exciting game for everyone to look forward to, because it should be a massive crowd here.
Massive crowd, great environment. The temperature will be high. We're not playing in the evening, we're playing on midday, and we see how long we can play our pressing game against them.
I'll just ask a couple of